Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Marlon Humphrey met with the media as the Ravens count down to Saturday's clash with the Steelers.
I didn't know it was 8 of the last 9 until the last game, but it bothers me when I found out. It was surprising, but no, I know the guys in the locker room. We want to win this rivalry, and 8 out of the last 9, man, it's not a good number at all. So I think the focus has got to be at a premium this week, and you try to. It's gonna take a lot to get that back on our side, but you wanna be able to beat your rivalry.
Having been here a while, have you expressed that to some of the newcomers? Maybe like this has been going on far too long.
We just got in today. Hasn't been a lot of talk about it, but I think it's all about peaking at the right time, get the juices flowing. But I definitely I'm talking to the team at some point this week. After practice, but that's got to be the message. You know, I feel like in the past there's been a lot more talk about it. Defensive meeting today was a little fiery. Team meeting was a little fiery, but it's just going to build this week, and it'll get talked about it. I think, you know, some people got a taste of it. It's a couple skirmishes in the last game, but this is big. This means a lot to a lot of people. It means a lot to me being here for a long time, and If you don't understand, the message will be very clear as the week goes on.
Do you believe in the idea of having to get over the hump against certain teams, you know, whether it's Pittsburgh or Kansas City or whatever? Or is that something that we talk about that doesn't necessarily mean a lot to you guys?
Yeah, I don't know if we feel it's a hump. I would say maybe Kansas City. I feel like that's been a difficult one over the years, but – Steelers, obviously, you just want to win that one. That's why the 8 out of 9 was so surprising. I think every time we play them, we're just trying to beat them, same as they're trying to beat us. But I wouldn't say this week feels like a hump, but there's definitely – I feel like I would say KC definitely feels a little bit more like that.
Marta, we talked maybe a month or so ago. You were very clear that, no, this isn't a Zach Moore issue. This is on us defensive players to kind of get this right. What, in your mind, over the past month or so, has really clicked in terms of this defense and the pass defense specifically?
I think with the pass defense, the biggest thing that's clicked is we've really tried to play more together. Honestly, if I had to just pinpoint one thing, I would say it's putting Kyle back there at safety. I mean, there's been he's just that guy's just different. His play, obviously, you guys see the play, but the communication, getting guys right. I mean, there's plays that I'm on the field. I get the call, ask Kyle, what do I do in this call? I hear Kyle give somebody else, what are they doing in this call? And so he's just as good as a football player is, his smarts, how he keeps the guys calm. He's just a piece you can put in any position, but him going back to safety has seemed to really stabilize everybody else in all their spots, whether it's corners, the community of nickel, community of the backers. You know, Rose doing so much, giving the front and everything. But I think Kyle's been able to just help us stabilize in the secondary. And to me, that's kind of been the big thing on the back end. And in the pass rush, those guys, they've come alive as well. A little bit more, you know, kind of cage rush type deals and letting guys win their one-on-one. So it's been really a group effort to get things right. Not trying to give Kyle all the credit, but he deserves a big amount for sure.
Hey, Marlon, for you, you're playing at a really high level this year. You dealt with the injuries last year. Like, what did it mean to you? What did this season mean to you, and what did it mean playing at the level that you're playing at, given what you were doing last year?
This year has been I came into it a little bit different than I would say I've ever approached a season. I just, you know, last year with the injuries, it was a lot, you know, mentally. And I kind of just treated this year, I've really tried to treat each day. Like, I think about training camp. I just came into the season thinking, you know, this, you never really know what's going to happen. And I think the situations we had throughout training camp with guys getting in car wrecks, our coach passing away, I really try to treat every day like it's my last. And I try to treat every practice. So many days in training camp, you wake up, you're not really feeling it. And I journal a lot more. And I basically just write whatever I'm writing. And I write usually just treat today, enjoy today, do what you can. And so I think that's really been able to help me really just enjoy the days to where, you know, obviously you want to stay healthy. You want to play for a long time. But watching games is not very fun. And you think, man, if I could do this. But I really try to – and then Zach Orr being a coach who – you just really never know when your last play of football is going to be. And that's – I think that's not a reality that a lot of us think as football players. I think that's not a lot of reality that people think in life. You know, it's just we had people in – could have been tragic car accidents, a coach passing. There's just so many things you can think about. I'm just very grateful to just wake up today, wake up the hopefully tomorrow, the days I get. And it's really helped me. It's helped me just be more calm as a player, just go into it, just enjoy what I can enjoy, control what I can control. And I think that's been the biggest difference, I would say. And also trying to eliminate unknown stress. So I try to think about if I show up to the plane, team plane, 10 minutes before we take off, or if I show up an hour, which one would be less stressful? So I actually got to the team train this past weekend before we could even get on the train, which was a first. But I was like, well, this is better than being almost late. So I try to think what is stressful. So I pack my bag the night before instead of packing it the day of and scrambling. This past game, I had my wife pack it, which was great. So, you know, I just try to think about less stress, you know, get here early, even though you don't have anything to do, you'll find something to do. So I try that. That's something else I've changed, which has helped. But just really enjoying life. It's been the biggest thing. And it's just so easy here, man. This organization, these coaches, I'm just grateful. But it's all those little things have really helped me just take stress off the body and hope, you know, you put that in and then you can just be able to play more free. And I feel like it's shown up this year.
You're in a stretch where you're in a game, 3 games in 11 days. What do you think is the key for, you know, when you're going through such a condensed time frame, what's the key to be successful?
I think the key to be successful in that is, you know, sleep, recovery, and, you know, leaning on the coaches, leaning on the people that are in-house to help you with the nutrition, with Sarah, with the weight room, with Scott, with the coaches, doing the things as much as you can here to where when you get home, because it's turning around really, really quick. And the biggest thing, you just got to be on the same page. You know, I think there's another team or two that's got some other tight stretches. So we're not the only team, but that's the biggest thing is just put in the work, do it quick and try to stay ahead. But bodies will be feeling it, but it'll be the same on both sides. But I think whoever can do the little things the best will come out the most successful.
Do one more, please.
Marlon, speaking of stress, going back to Pittsburgh in 8 of 9, and a lot of those, it was, you know, self-inflicted stuff with you guys, penalties and competition charge or whatever the case is. Just curious, like, that team or any team, are there things they're doing that stress you guys in that way, or is it a matter of more of you guys needing to lock in on every detail in games like that?
Yeah, you know, that's probably the biggest surprise of the 8 of the last 9. I feel like we've had more success over the past couple years, I would say, like postseason and stuff like that. So that's actually something I was thinking about earlier. Why is that so? And I feel as though it's kind of been more of them having better, you know, success. And why does that come? I think it's been a little bit of, kind of like you said, a little bit of self-inflicted. I think we've sustained drives, then they kind of die at the end. We've, you know, gotten a stop, get a flag. Or just there's been a lot of different things that it just seems like it hasn't went our way. But it's not like, oh, we were just unlucky. It just was You know, you got to play disciplined football. I think Tomlin, you know, kind of, I feel like he wants to just keep the game close, and then win it at the end. And honestly, that strategy works pretty well when they play us. But, you know, I respect what he does as a coach. You know, his team is there. You know, there's a lot of teams out there that you can say are, they weren't really tough. They didn't really bring it. But that's one thing that I love about the rivalry. You know, there's not a lot of fair dodging. They're going to do what they're going to do. They're going to run the ball, take their shots. It's not really going to be a secret, and they feel that they can do that and be successful, and we got to feel that we can stop it and do the opposite. All right, thank you.